Everybody, welcome to Four Fat Guys. This is Josh, the producer. As usual, the guys just started talking, so I went ahead and hit record. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show.
What were we yelling at you about?
All right, we're up.
I'm too good looking.
Did Roach have the day off today?
Nobody said that.
Roach, you had the day off?
You had the day off.
No, I worked all day.
And you're leaving tonight?
Tomorrow.
Oh, you got to swim.
Swim.
Oh, where are you going?
That's why our podcast normal routine is all thrown off.
No, yeah, somebody else screwed up.
For those of you listening, we're here at Friday night. We all just got out of work.
Yes.
Not all of us.
No, I didn't have to work
not
today.
Not all of us.
Oh, so
two of three them are of slackers.
Us.
Three of us work for a living, and the other two are...
I work a four-day week. It's the perks of a four-day week. No Fridays.
You're there 4 days.
I had a major knee surgery.
How many days are we going to work when this is our professional job, and this is all we do.
1 hour a week.
yeah, I'm thinking three.
We aren't going to eat much, though, either.
Three?
Three.
I like the idea of three.
Because you could do three podcasts.
More
we
do,
we don't have things to say on one podcast.
The more we do, the more money we make.
A lot of time about Steelers.
Nobody wants to hear about the Steelers.
But just saying.
Nobody cares about them.
SNR, just saying.
Roach. Well, you know, why don't we start supporting other podcasts while we're at it?
Who do they play?
The Saints.
I hope they get crushed.
It's down in New Orleans.
I don't care if they get crushed as long as they score about 75 points.
What do you care?
Hey, we beat
New
England.
High points.
Oh.
We beat New England.
You still got a shot at high points.
Everybody had to be happy to see New England go down, right?
I'm done with fantasy.
Yeah, man. Anytime New Orleans goes down,
New England?
Yeah, Miami or New England. Anytime New England goes down, I'd like to drink some Tom Brady tears.
He looked pretty upset after that game.
Count him out. Go ahead, count him out and see what happens. Cause
I'm not counting him out.
I'm not counting him out, but I just like a bottle of Tom Brady tears.
What's Josh typing over there?
What are you doing?
He's not doing anything.
Are you writing a novel?
I got my show notes Google Doc open. I got all my question tabs open.
Wait, you take notes for this thing?
Yeah, one of us works on this show.
You know what? We don't have... Again, we're back to the criticism of we don't ever introduce ourselves. Are we doing that?
Who criticized?
Everybody. They don't know who we are.
We have two listeners.
Name
one. They don't know who we are.
They all live with us.
Yeah.
Give us a name.
Yeah.
Grandma, she always goes, who's this talking?
No, I want to name somebody on Twitter, and I'm going to yell at them right now.
Well, I'm Stubb.
I'm Ryan.
Roach.
I ain't doing it.
Jeff sucks.
You know, I'm not doing
it
either.
Jeff sucks. Oh, now Josh sucks.
I don't like all these people on Twitter yelling at us.
I don't know that you want to be aligned with Jeff. Just saying. That's not an ally you want to make.
Did you guys see the Josh video, though? I've
seen it a lot.
I wish we had a YouTube channel.
Can you go into detail?
Can we put that on YouTube?
Can I put that on YouTube?
I have not seen
the my God. You have to see it.
The producer Josh video.
I got to admit, Josh, sorry about this, but our principal and our school psychologist saw that today. And we died laughing. They were dying laughing at that time.
For our listeners who can't see this, can you give us a blow by blow?
It's Josh with he's got one of those, you know, in the winter you put the fences up.
Snow fence.
A big wooden snow fence.
Wait. Explain a snow fence to people too, because you know,
Google it. If you're listening to this on your phone, Google it.
We got listeners all over the world that don't have snow and they don't know what a snow fence is for.
It keeps the snow from blowing in spots you don't want to blow it.
Right.
So drifting in different spots.
So he can get in his driveway. There's no snow in his driveway. But I don't know, were you putting it into place or taking it down?
It was last spring. I was taking it down.
It looked like it was winter out there.
Just for the record,
it never got up.
No, it never got up.
It was out. It just never got up.
The ground froze before I could get it in there. So I'm rolling it back up to bring back in the house, and it was like 50 mile an hour winds that day.
Yeah,
this thing's blowing everywhere, and it's like a sail. And meanwhile, my wife is sitting in the car videotaping me and laughing at me.
Laughing. It was so funny. But the part, my favorite part of it is he, you know, he like goes to pick it up and I don't know if he drops it or what.
Broke. One of those slats broke on me.
So then he throws his glove like he's pissed. Like, you son of a, throws the glove, but immediately starts walking after the glove. Like, you know, it wasn't like, you know, I don't need you, stupid glove. And then after a while, yeah, I really need that. It was like he threw it instantly. He starts walking right
as
towards
I was throwing it. I said, that was
kind of like that commercial, that insurance commercial or whatever it is. The guy throws his wallet into the water.
Oh, yeah. And then he's like instantly like, oh,
I'm going to regret that.
That he's like giving some hand signals and he's like yelling, stop, stop. And he,
because she's recording.
But she's in the car and all you can hear is her giggling the whole time while this is happening.
That's love.
And then it was like 2 days ago, I'm trying to get grandma's dog back in the house. I just got out of work. I got dress shoes on. It's muddy over there. I can't get any traction. And this dog's running around, and my kid's laughing at me on the video.
The guys at work that I showed them the video, they're like, does Sawyer, his wife, does she do this all the time to Josh?
Yep, she sure does.
I was like, I don't know. And they're like, she should start a channel on YouTube.
Oh, maybe that's what we're going to do.
That's our fame.
We'll
right
have a
there.
Weekly Josh the producer. We got
the way my wife videotapes, yeah, you would probably get one a week.
We got two hit videos to show on YouTube right now.
Well, for those of you who don't know Josh, he's pretty coordinated, right? He's really good at doing things because he's got all kinds of coordination, doesn't he?
Well, listen, we got 8 feet of arms. It's tough over here. It's tough for a human-sized spider.
Yeah, he was playing basketball with us this morning and did pretty good out there on the court.
I'd like to put up the Carter video.
Which one's it? Oh,
that is a great one.
That's got to go on there, too. We got one of those Nest cams.
Stalker doorbell?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, so we got that in the one day. He goes out. And you can see, I don't know if I got that anymore, though.
Oh, my. I laughed so hard when I saw that video.
I mean, it's one of those ones where it's like a cartoon. Like, the feet come right out, and he hangs in the air for a second.
It's icy, so his feet just come right out from under him, and he's in the air. Like, and it's like slow motion because he's just kind of up there. And then he hits, but then he whips his
butt. That is
back.
The best part. When he throws his whatever he hit, throws.
No, that's not the best part. The best part is when his mother tells him to count to 10.
Yeah. Megan says, Carter, she's yelling out the window, Carter, count to 10.
I wonder what he was saying in his head.
Oh, I can imagine.
The best way to calm someone down is definitely to tell them to count to 10.
He was thinking the same thing that Josh was visually given to his wife.
Oh, for sure.
But Carter would be dead if he did that to his mother.
Yeah, no,
so
he wouldn't have done it.
He held back.
He held back, but it was funny.
All right, I got a question for you guys. Would you rather get paid $4,000 a week for the rest of your life?
Yes.
Or $2.5 million right now?
$2.5 million right now. I don't know if I'm going to be alive next week, so I want to.
Yeah, I'll take the 2.5.
Hold on, we got to do some math.
I'm
going to do a little.
Let's get the calculators out.
Get the calculators out.
I'm calculating.
Math has never been my friend.
Well, you also got to figure the
$208,000 a year.
What?
Yeah,
that's what you get with.
Need a calculator for that, genius?
$4,000 a week.
Yeah, no, give me the $2.5 million.
Yeah.
Is it tax free?
Yeah, yeah, we're not messing around with tax brackets.
Okay. All right, wait.
So it's roughly, what, 12, 13 years where you would make up the...
Yeah.
You would get the 2.5.
Yeah, but I'm willing to bet I'll be around here. You can do interest on the
2.5. What's that?
I'm willing to bet I'm going to be around here in 12 years.
So you're taking the lower amount.
I would take $4,000 a week, for sure. No question about it.
No, I disagree.
Plus, what about the interest you can earn off the $2.5 million?
Yeah, that's...
You're also earning off your $4,000 because you're going to save some.
Yeah, but not, 4%, you're not getting nearly as much.
Hold on, you're not wearing an accountant sweatshirt.
At 4%, that's 100 grand.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's 100 grand a year.
Yeah, so...
But what did you just say? I could make 200 grand a year, making four...
208.
That's what you would get. Yeah, but so it would take you 13 years to get the.
Yeah, but in 2 years he's got $500,000. He's making.
I'm making interest on my.
So he's got to work until he starts saving. He's got
no.
Work
to, I could quit. $4,000 a week.
Not, then you're not saving all that money.
I don't need to save it all. I'm making $4,000 a week.
See, I'd work too for that 10 years.
Wow. See,
you're just
talking Mr. Retired.
Mr. Retire.
Man.
He's got to retire tell us
every man is now telling us he's going to work for 10 years while he's earning $4,000 a month.
I mean, I think you're pretty good shape either way. The only good thing about the $4,000 a week is you blow it, next week you get another check.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no.
Until you die. $4,000 a week? Are you kidding me?
2.5, it's a one-shot deal. You better be responsible.
You'll make a lot more money that way if you live.
Oh, yeah.
If you live. If it's you like live. The lottery. It's no different than the lottery. Yeah,
what's the average age of death for a male?
200,000.
Like 74, 75.
It's is like, it even that old?
Yeah, it's that old.
It's like the New York lottery. You could take the lump sum, or you can take the 20 payments of whatever. And you'll get more if you go with the 20 payments.
So I'd have to live 13 years.
They all tell you to take the lump sum.
But again, let's go back to the conversation about Josh's coordination. That could be a definite factor in his ability to survive.
I could definitely have fallen with that snowflake.
I think he could earn $4,000 a week just on his YouTube videos.
Well, I'm going to do both. Now I have $8,000 a week.
Yeah, how you're good either way.
See, at my age, I go to 2.5.
Well, that's what I'm thinking for me too.
But if I'm 25,
at 2.5 for me, I'm retiring. I'm done.
Well, at 4,000 a week, you're retiring. It's 200,000 a year. Why are you working?
Yeah, either way, you're retired.
Either way, I'm retired.
Yeah, you know. See, I'm rethinking it now because at my age, right where I am right now, what do I care? If I croak, so what?
Yeah, for me, though, I'm thinking my wife and my kids. I got $2.5 million.
Well, you take the survivor option.
Sacked away. There's no, I didn't hear the survivor option.
No survivor option.
Oh, all right.
It's all based on you.
I got that money put away now, and well, I got something for my family.
Plot $2.5 million, they might take a look and say, I guess we could off him now.
Now I could take
$4,000 a week when I'm alive.
They're trying to keep you alive.
They got to keep me alive for $4,000 a week.
I'm not worried about
that. You get $200,000 a year? They're a little more interested if you got a cold. You already got the cash? Whatever, Dad.
I'm not that much older than Josh, but I'm taking the $2.5 million all at once.
Yeah, see, I think it's a mistake on your part.
I don't want to live a long life. So let's live. Let's party it up now.
See, $2.5 million, you're going to party it for 18 months and then croak.
You want to die early? That's
listen,
your plan?
Listen, if I knew that I could have $2.5 million in 18 months to live, I'm in. I'm living it up for 18 months, and then it's all over.
I don't think so. I think if you know you're going to die.
In 18 months?
The money doesn't mean shit.
Sign me up.
That's not a long time.
I don't care. I'm ready to check out. I'm good. I've done everything I need to do. I'm good.
18 months is not a long time.
What if they said you have $2.5 million we could give you, guaranteed, boom, but you got, well, for you guys, guaranteed 30 years left to live. That's it. Guaranteed.
You will make it 30 years, but
you're
not a day
longer.
You're going
to live 30 years, but
didn't
no
we
longer.
Have, we've had these
we
questions.
We did that, didn't we?
We've had I would take that. Like this.
30 I mean, years, you
yeah,
get.
Yeah, your age.
Yeah, I'm in.
We'll give you four.
No, I wouldn't
no,
do that.
For us, it's different.
I wouldn't.
Oh,
I,
what do you
I
mean
I
for us,
older, us, it's
I'll be 76.
Guaranteed 20
That's
years.
Past the average.
Yeah.
Guaranteed 20
I'm in.
Years.
I'm taking that. That's a deal. I don't know.
You
how
get
I can
a guaranteed
that.
20 years and say it's $4 million. Or you take your chance and we'll
years?
Give you $1 million or $500,000 a year.
$20 million and it's guaranteed.
$20 million.
$2 million and it's 20 years?
Yeah.
No, $4 million, he said.
$4 million, you get 20 years to live, though.
Oh,
that's
I'll
it.
Take that.
I don't even know where
that's
talking
66.
About anymore.
Remember the crappy years anyways.
66, I hope not.
After that's... that, they're pretty rough.
How do you know?
I see people walking around. Look at you.
You see a lot of people that are 85 and they're fine.
Yeah, well, not the people that do what I do for a living. Not people that
well,
do what you do.
You won't
you
be
do.
Doing that anymore, though.
Well, not anymore, but who's going to fix the last 25 years?
I know a bunch of people that are in their 80s that did what we do.
Yeah.
Not people that do the do.
Yeah, yeah. How much Mountain Dew did they drink in their day?
Probably not roach numbers, but. Yeah.
All right, I got an advice question coming to us from the internet.
Is this our special New Year's edition?
Oh, yeah.
After the break.
Oh, after the break.
Okay. Special New Year's. Everybody. All right. This is an anonymous person online, and their reason for their being anonymous will be clear in about 5 seconds.
Oh, so someone we know.
I just got the squirts after eating at the Red Hen. Can I sue them?
Was that directly sent to us?
I mean, I'm looking at it.
That was sent to us.
No comment.
No, you can't sue them.
How could you sue them? You can't prove it. You can't prove you got it from them.
Has anybody ever been to a Red Hen?
I don't know what a Red Hen is. I thought it was a southern place. Southern.
No, never been.
What was the one in Batavia we used to go to?
The Red Barn?
The Red Barn.
The Red Barn. That was a national chain.
Yeah.
The Red Barn.
Yeah, I don't think you can.
No. So I think you could sue. You will lose, but
you got to somehow be able to prove it.
Yeah, you'd have to prove that it came from them, and you'd have to prove that they did something to cause it.
And just the squirts? Come on.
Yeah, who's suing anybody over that? I enjoy a squirt every once in a while.
Well, it takes the pressure off.
Thank
you. It's an easy day.
You know what? I don't like work though. Then your ass cheeks are sore after that.
Only if you got multiple visits.
I guess one good.
Okay, moving on.
What else you got?
Josh, really, why does it always have to revolve around?
He brought it up.
I know, that's why I'm legitimately asking him, why does he always have to pick questions that revolve around fecal matter?
The other day I was watching, I think it was YouTube's top 10 videos of the year, and that one from Tim Hortons.
Did it make it?
That was 10? Number three.
Wow.
What was number one?
It was some fight or something. Oh. Nothing poop related.
Well, then we're not interested.
Yeah, if it was something we wouldn't care about.
It wasn't crappy enough for us.
Yeah, right.
All right, here's one. Actually, no, let me get a different one.
Yeah, let's get a different one.
Oh, boy, here we go.
We don't want a stupid one.
Yeah, you got any good ones?
Yeah. This is another one that came to us from the internet. Is watching low-grade movies a waste of time?
Yes.
Roach? Yes. Somebody should ask Roach. He does it all the time. That's what he does.
That's his life.
I don't know that it's... Waste of time. Who enjoys
watching a low-grade movie?
Roach still watches.
Are you talking about a B movie?
I'm talking about quality. Bad movie.
Yeah, that's a waste of time.
I think it's a waste
of time. Oh, wait. Whoa.
I thought you were saying like...
Is there anything in the movie that would be possibly entertaining?
Well, see, that's the thing. There's.
Yeah, are you talking about a poorly produced movie that has good content or just an all-around piece of garbage?
I think either way, there's bad movies that are so bad it's entertaining.
All right, here's what I want to say. I'll give you an example of one that my family has enjoyed the Sharknado shows.
They're pretty fun.
I think they're a blast.
It's so
ridiculous, but I think it's fun. So, when The Meg came out, the other shark movie with John... What's his name?
Like Leguizamo.
He was in...
Lennon? Jefferson?
Crash?
Adam? Cena, You Can't See Me?
Oh. Crane.
John Smith.
He was in...
Oh, Jason Crane. Statham.
Yeah. Jason...
Wrong name.
Whatever.
Jason Statham.
Crank. He did Crank, which I thought was a great
movie. That was a great movie.
Whoa. That's fun. See, that's fun. That's a movie
He was in the movie Crank. We're not alleging that he does Crank.
Right. He was in the movie Crank.
That was a man week movie.
That was a great
movie. That was a good one.
They made a Crank 2, didn't we see
that? Yeah, we saw that too. I didn't like Crank 2 as much.
Did he say I hated Crank 2?
It wasn't bad. It wasn't terrible.
It wasn't terrible, but not nearly as good as one. But anyways, he's in The Meg. That, to me, didn't go far enough. If you're going to be a motion picture on a big screen, you know it's stupid. I want to see heads getting eaten off and then people running around without their head on. That's the thing.
Ridiculous. There's movies that live in the middle between good and fun bad, and they're just bad.
Yeah, they're just not entertaining. That movie didn't go fun bad enough.
But Sharknado is a perfect example of a bad movie. It's not a good movie, but it's fun to watch.
But it's fun.
But you got to watch them in a group.
Yo, yeah, as a watchman, if something happens, everybody's like, oh, my.
I tell you what, the show sounds good. All right, we're back. The show sounds good on
the
radio.
It sounds so good.
It sounds so
good. Whoever produces this show.
Yeah.
Does a fine
job.
But
again, we're off the air.
Another glitch.
Well, listen.
What were we even talking about?
Sharknado.
We were talking about crappy production movies. Maybe we should be talking about crappy production and podcasts.
I think listening to poorly produced podcasts is fun.
Well, then, you must enjoy it.
Big waste of time. If the movie's no good, you just wasted 2 hours.
Yeah, but there's,
fine line?
There's those hidden gems like The Room. Not Room, not the Brie Larson movie.
Never seen it.
But
The Room is so bad.
Manos, Hands
fun.
Of Fate.
Yeah. Santa Claus Conquers the Martians,
Santa
the
Claus
holiday
Conquers
classic.
Martians is gold.
Never even heard of it.
Never heard of it.
Oh, it's a trashy, what is it, 1960s?
Yeah, 50s? Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the Martian kids are depressed because they see the Earth TV that kids have Santa.
So and, their parents come and kidnap Santa.
Yeah, to make their kids happy. And insanity ensues from there.
Never heard of it.
He fights a robot that's made out of cardboard boxes. Oh, it's so good.
I think I see our problem with our podcast.
Have you guys noticed when you watch TV that you're watching your phone too? You don't really pay attention to what's on. Even shows I like.
Yeah.
Something will pop in your head. I wonder what the answer to that is in...
I would think that with the popularity of cell phones like that now, it has to be better for movie theaters though, right?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Wait, what?
Why?
Under thinking, what? What's
cause
that
that's
logic?
Kind of the escape from your phone. You know, most people, there are people that...
I turn it off, but some
most
people stupid,
turn it
Josh.
Off or don't pull it out. So
I turn mine off, but
that's the one time.
Turn it
the
off
point
or,
is,
or mute
I don't
it.
Specifically go to a movie so I can avoid my phone.
Yeah, but I'm saying, isn't it more enjoyable to watch a movie like that?
It depends to me what the show is. If it's something I'm just watching,
I can't
I'll
help
be on
it
my
at
phone.
Home though.
Yeah, I can't either.
If you're watching a movie, even something you've never seen before, you can't help but, you know. If
oh, I can. I just set it down and watch the show.
You're stupid.
You know what I've always wanted?
I got a little thing called self-control.
No, you don't. You're doing your stupid Animal Farm.
You're playing your Animal Farm.
What? I like that.
You're doing...
We watch movies
that
man,
that is the point we're making here, idiot.
Yeah, well, I stick with them as long as it's necessary, and then I try to convert to a phone.
Why has nobody created the app yet where you can just point it at your TV... And it tells you who the actor you're looking at is. That's what I want.
God,
that's
why
a,
would you
that's
want?
A pretty
that's
good
probably
idea.
Out there.
No, it really isn't.
Because
I bet it's gotta be.
Because I sit there a lot of times watching TV and going, man, what was that guy in? Oh, man, I know her from
now,
somewhere.
See, and Amazon does
X-ray. Oh, yeah, the X-ray, which is great. Yeah.
I never care who they are or what their names are.
No, I agree. That's
Roach is like an ancient Roman emperor.
Invent that. You say invent that, stupid. Exactly. That's why I can't invent that, because I'm stupid. I don't know anything about facial recognition or apps.
He can't even say recognition.
Yeah, recognitions. I can't say anything about recognitions.
They have the app where you can... get songs if you're listening to music. It'll
Shazam
tells you. You hit that.
I guess
it'll
we're
tell you.
Plugging Shazam now.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't come up with an original name, though. They just totally ripped that off.
Shazam.
They could have went with Kazam.
They should have named
the classic
it.
Shaquille O'Neal film.
Why didn't they name it like Tommy Toast or something?
That's a good name.
Maybe that's what my facial recognition app will be.
You gonna make fun of my dead grandma again?
It'll only recognize actors named Tommy though. Is Tommy Lee Jones in
Tommy
this movie?
Tommy Lee Jones.
No.
I can't
help you.
You guys do realize that Tom is in Tomato.
I thought I missed it.
It's never bugged you when you're looking at the TV and you're going, man. What do I know that person from? They were in that other thing that I liked. What's their name?
No,
I look that up all the time.
I literally never care.
I do look it up too. Like I'll see.
But see the fear about looking it up is then spoilers are like everywhere on the internet.
No, but you know what the problem with that is? I miss half the movie because now I'm Googling
the cast
of this movie.
Have
and then I'm looking, oh, there he is. Boom, I click on that.
You got to look through all the
then
stuff.
Then I go through
done.
Every the filmography of him or whatever. And
I want to just point my phone at the screen, and it pops up with the person's picture and their name, and then you can click for more info. That's all I want.
I just want people like you executed.
I think the age should be on there, too.
Yeah,
I agree. We're always looking up the age.
We are always looking up age, too.
I wonder how old she is, because you remember her from some show you saw.
Yeah. If somebody that listens to this show is smart enough, which probably not, because nobody smart would want to listen to
this. Because why would a lot of our fans listen to, like, enjoy wrestling and this podcast.
Why would they want to listen to this show?
Well, so, our fans are smarter than us, that's for sure.
Somebody...
I don't know about all of them.
I think
they
have an app where you could take a picture of something and it'll tell you what it is.
Hmm.
So, wait, like what kinds of things?
Like a pencil?
Like an apple?
Why can't
the hell is this?
Why can't I just...
You can. Yes.
Wait, you take a picture and then it says, oh, that's an apple.
Yes.
Who needs this app?
Obviously someone who just showed up here.
There's stuff like...
You know what? That app was invented for the alien invaders.
What if you're learning a language? Now.
Okay. That could be useful.
Google has stuff like that, don't they?
What?
For learning other languages, like different apps that you've
been... Now you can just convert. Yeah. You can just... Rosetta you could Stone? Talk yeah. and it would convert you to Spanish, so...
Stubbs' wife should create the app where she tells you what kind of poop something is.
Do you guys believe that Ryan just brought this up?
All you do is complain, and yet here you come back to
it. Well, two apps that she could...
I just know that she's a scat expert.
You know, first, the scat ID app. Secondly, you point it at anything in nature, and it just there's two options that come up. Yes, you can eat that, or no, don't eat that.
You know what else? I want. Let me give you another one. I want the diabetic app, where I just point it instantly. This is how many carbs it
has. And it just says no.
Yeah, right. No. Bad.
Nobody cares about you.
Everything just be no.
But back,
speaking of the convert you to another language... Why we got to get on board. Why don't we just stop teaching languages in school? Because it's a waste of time.
Roach is on that Esperanto.
You know what? He's like, not all wrong there.
Like, it's just a waste of time. No one's going to do that in 20 years.
Wait, this is how we continue to fall language. Behind the rest of the world.
We're falling behind the rest of the world. And most
and
of the,
saying, no, nah, we don't need to talk to them.
No, we are not. No, we're not even close.
No one's going to learn another language.
No,
you're not going to need to.
Our friend,
your phone you just speak into a mic and it'll automatically convert.
It's going to be like Star Trek.
Yeah, it'll exactly like people. they'll have controllers.
Ryan and
you'll hear what other languages are.
Do you guys remember early on in our show's history when we would get worried about offending like a country or maybe just a region? We've moved past that now.
Yeah,
no one else in the world.
I'm sure you'll have an earpiece and a speaking. You'll talk and hear their language in English and speak, and they'll hear yours.
True, but
like, we're just wasting time right now.
Just a ton of evidence that shows kids that do learn another language are actually smarter than kids that don't learn another language.
And they make a lot more money.
God forbid that we would want to be smarter. I mean,
what does that prove?
It proves smart kids learn other languages.
Exactly.
Now here's
that doesn't prove that because you learned that language, you're now smarter. All that proves is you're smart enough to learn another language.
No, any kid could learn two languages.
Yes.
If you start young enough, any kid can learn two languages.
The problem in the United States is we don't start young enough. We wait till 7
and a lot of us are in front of it. We're not exposed.
Which
to
language
a lot of
do
other
you
languages.
Pick?
Well, for the U.S., it should clearly be Spanish because something like
I'm telling you,
33% of all Americans are going to speak Spanish soon, if not already.
I'm saying in 20 years, 90% of everybody will just have an earpiece in their ear.
We should probably learn Chinese because the Chinese are leading the world.
Now, here's a question for you. So we were watching a thing the other night about like technology, and there's people that want to implant technology in your body. So you have like brain chips and chips that can do different things. How do you feel about that?
The language is going to be the first one they do.
What do you mean? Like, give me
so like Roach is saying. So you'd have like a chip implanted in your head.
Yeah.
And then whenever you hear any language, the chip processes it and tells your brain what it's
saying. I'll say this. If they implant a chip in Roach's head, at least he'd have something in there.
I'm just telling you, 20, 30 years, there's going to be nobody learning
languages. They had this one guy had a little thing put into his finger, and one of his fingers, it would start his car, so his car wouldn't start, but he never had to carry keys with him. Right.
Oh,
there was one where he never carried keys to his house. When he touched his doorknob, it recognized him and let him into his house.
There are companies like major, you know, high tech companies that have experimented with implanting into their employees for building entrance, computer entrance.
Yeah, one guy was saying he put one in his hand, and then he worked at this like lab, and so when he walked in, the doors would open, and it would say, "Hello, Dr. So-and-so." And then wherever he walked in the building, the lights would automatically come on. And then when he left that area, they would turn off.
Yeah, but you can do that without implanting something in your body.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, fingerprint.
It automatically detects where he is in the building and just turns the lights on, adjusts the temperature to how he wants it.
But you could have a bracelet.
That's also detecting if he's taking a dump somewhere, too.
Yeah.
And how long it is.
How long he's been in there.
Has anybody watched the Black Mirror?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see the one where they recorded your life?
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, and you could rewatch it?
You could rewatch it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah.
I can't remember how that ended, but it wasn't good for somebody.
Yeah. That Black Mirror is like the modern day
Twilight Zone. Nothing ever goes good.
A little
that
harsher on
Never heard
the
of it.
Twilight Zone yeah. than the Twilight Zone.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll show
Rob. We'll dumb it down when we come back.
We'll slow it down a little bit. We got a little too smart there. Flew too close to the sun.
Nice to be back.
We're back on?
Yeah.
We're back.
All right, so Jeff because New Year's is next week, just want to know how do you...
It's actually...
Living the fiction.
Today.
Living the fiction.
We don't want to... Again, no, don't do the math.
It's today, right?
It's not today.
No.
It's today. Happy New Year's, guys.
So, hold on.
Happy New Year's,
this
buddy.
Is coming from the guy that before we recorded hey, we're going to have to pretend like this is the day after Christmas. You know, New Year's. The day after Christmas, New Year's.
Jeez. Does Christmas stop at the end of Christmas, or do you hold that on until February?
No, these holiday assassins are going to continue to stretch this thing all the way up into New Year's Eve. Then New Year's Eve gets from like 9 to maybe 12:30, and then it's over. Then it's back to Christmas again.
Nah, you know what?
No, Christmas is over Christmas Day. It's
you know when Christmas is over? It's not even over Christmas Day. It's over the minute the presents are done opening. It's done. That's the sad thing about Christmas.
Now, opening the presents and then burn the tree down.
I got Christmas the day after Christmas, too, though.
So it's not over yet.
So it's not over.
We've got Christmas until the 1st.
That's pushing it a little too much.
I agree.
That's pushing it.
I like the Christmas. All right,
but how do you guys... I know how at least
happy
one person...
Happy New Year's, everybody.
How do people feel about New Year's resolutions?
I'm okay with them.
I don't do them.
Not a fan.
Don't do them.
Grumpy old man won't do them.
Well, they haven't been kind to me over there.
You want
to
know why?
It's just
because nobody follows through with them. It's just a wish list.
They have not been kind to me over the years.
It's just fun to...
You're just giving a wish list.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's fine to think about the things that you hope that you'll accomplish in the new year, but you'll never accomplish
any of them.
You don't
change. People are people. Spots don't change.
Here's the problem with the New Year's.
Roach is going to be an idiot on New Year's Day, and then he's going to be an idiot on the next New Year's Day.
It's fun to make them, but if somebody actually writes them down and then reads them back the following year, it's just depressing.
Which is what one of the people in this room made sure happened at the
New Year's
party. He highlighted your failures.
No, and not only that, they were written in a notebook, so that you could go back decades and just see
that was my wife. Wasn't me.
Welcome to your museum.
I didn't care about New Year's resolutions. I don't mind doing them, and I think it is fun to go back and see how stupid you people are.
You know what else they thought was fun?
That was my wife. It wasn't me.
You know what else Stubb and his wife thought was fun? Reading back all of the things that ex-girlfriends, ex-boyfriends.
Oh, I like that.
That was funny.
Yeah. I did like that. That was funny.
So, you know, you could relive the horrible relationships that you'd previously been
was
in.
Fun.
Yeah, good times. Yeah,
hey, Roach, why don't you go with no do for a year?
Yeah, okay.
Why?
Maybe that should be the implant in his brain. He looks at it and just goes, oof, that's disgusting.
I think I would go more with an IQ over 80. But, you know, you guys do what you want to do.
Why is it? Stubb used to throw a big soiree every New Year's Eve, and he's quit that.
Thank you.
Nobody liked it.
Appreciate it.
Nobody quit it.
I thought it was a good time.
Including you. We're back up there this year, though.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Because Baby Carol called and was like, can we do it there? Because I don't want to go out to eat. And
which I agree with that.
Yeah.
I kind of do, too.
It's not going to be the party. It's just we're going there to eat. Hey, what are we eating? You know what's good? Sabres game is on that night.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
see, now we're talking.
We could turn the Sabres game
on. They're on tonight, too.
Yeah, I know.
So what are we getting? Pizza and wings or something?
I don't know.
What else are we going to get? That's what we do. Pizza and wings.
Sounds like a party.
Grandpa's maybe, not going to be happy with that.
Maybe we could get a special treat to go along with our
He wasn't happy food. With this whole plan.
Why? Because he wants to go out?
He didn't necessarily want to go out, but he doesn't want anybody to have to cook anything for this.
Well, who's cooking the pizza and the wings?
And he doesn't want pizza and wings. He wants steak or prime rib or something like that. So
yeah, good for him. He can go out to a restaurant.
Grandma then. Suggested chicken. It tops.
I like chicken.
I like the chicken too, but I don't know.
Oh yeah, now New we're Year's, getting too hard.
A New Year's special.
No. Are we going out to lunch Christmas Eve day?
Christmas Eve day.
New Year's Eve day?
What's New Year's Eve day?
New Year's Eve day?
Yeah.
The day, lunch? New Year's Day?
New Year's Eve. I'm booked New Year's Day. Don't we normally go out to lunch? Didn't we start doing that after you stopped doing the party?
That's all right with me. I'd do that.
Oh, you've been there. Shut up.
I don't know what you're talking about right now. So New Year's, you know what he's talking about?
Seriously. I don't, but I'm okay with it. New Year's Eve day.
I think you went out with your other friends.
Well, I don't have
there's
anybody.
There's a mistake.
New Year's That's a real Eve low day, number. We went out for lunch?
Yeah.
New Year's There's Day or New,
New
Year's,
Year's Eve Day?
New Year's,
New
Eve,
Year's
day.
Eve Day.
Yeah.
We went out for lunch.
Yeah.
I Where did we recall.
Go? Probably Home Depot, maybe something.
Oh,
Home
I don't know.
Well, we lunch. Might have done one of those.
Yeah. We can do that. That's all right.
I'm just glad we're not going for dinner. Dinner
we're going on 5 minutes.
You can't talk
of our
to anybody.
Personal holiday plans.
Yeah,
that's the one thing I liked about going to dinner.
No, no,
you didn't get to have to talk to anybody.
You go yeah. sit, and the worst part about going to a restaurant with a big group is you wait forever for your food because they try to bring everything out at once.
A lot of that depends on where you go.
How
and could, where we were going was probably not the wise.
Could
thing.
We could we come up with some way to make restaurants realize that that doesn't matter?
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Waiting to get everybody at a 20-person table their meal at the same time.
I don't care if I eat first or last. Just bring the food hot.
Oh, no, you I care if I
care
eat first.
If you are last.
Yeah, I don't.
Don't lie last. About that. If that's crap. If 20 people are there and 18 of us are chowing down and you're still going, what the frick?
So the problem is,
you would be pissed.
I don't know.
You know what I don't like about going out New Year's Eve? You pay more than you would any other time.
Oh, and yeah. limited menu.
Limited menu.
Limited menu.
And you're paying more. You're paying more for less selection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I same agree. With Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
It's
for
the same
sure.
way now.
I never go out for dinner on Valentine's Day.
Well, just too bad for your wife, but.
She prefers that. She wants something else for Valentine's Day.
A new husband?
A new. For you to paint the house or what?
Yeah, that's every year if I'm painting the house.
That's crazy.
It's a wall a year.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, that's not a bad routine.
No, it sucks.
Yeah,
you know,
but it doesn't take long.
You know how
to
you don't
wall.
Have to paint the house every year?
It sucks.
You throw up siding.
That's, every 4 years.
You know
years,
what?
So.
That's why our world is coming to an end, buddy.
Yeah, geez. Think of the environment.
All right. What else you got?
Since we're
is
talking
this a
about
New Year's special,
we no, got? It's done. That's
we're done with New
that's
Year's.
That's the end of New Year's
that's
special.
It.
Happy New Year's.
You don't have a New Year's right. question?
2019.
What's your favorite
what's your
part of New Year's Day?
Let's
your
do
prediction?
A resolution. What do you guys want to give your resolutions for the New Year's?
I like these. I like Grumpy Old Man's idea of spiteful resolutions.
Yeah, you know what my resolutions are.
Sure.
I've got mine.
What is it?
And I think I can hit this one.
Yeah,
what's that? And I don't care if I hit it or not, but I think I could. I'm going to try to double the number of times I call Roach stupid.
That's going to be a hard number to hit.
Listen, aspirations
just
are
a frequency.
Listen, I feel like I need to support you in this.
Yeah.
So I'll remind you every so often that you...
See, and he's not a man of many words, so he's going to have to give up other things that he says to make room in his day
right.
to say that Roach is an idiot.
It'll just be,
yeah,
hey,
that's what I'm saying.
Hey, Jeff. You haven't called Roach stupid in a while.
You know, I often wonder if people really believe when we call each other stupid, if we really are serious about that.
No,
I hope not.
I think they just think you're stating the obvious.
You know what I'm saying, though? People hear us saying, oh, right. You're stupid all the time. Do they believe that?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, I
don't
know. How can we make a podcast?
Well, if you listen to the podcast, you might.
There's other words around those words. You might decide,
yeah, those guys are stupid. Yeah. It's not just Roach. It's all of them.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, do they believe we think he's stupid or you're stupid?
No, I don't think they think we think they're stupid.
How can we make them believe it's true?
If we haven't yet, I don't know. 48 episodes in, they've got to know.
Can we replay the
What are we going to do for our 50th?
I don't know, but can we replay
Try not to have a glitch during the podcast?
Let's replay the torso episode. Then they'll think Roach is stupid.
Hey, I got a new idea. Let's talk about poop. For the 50th.
Oh, poopful episode?
Let's just have a poopful episode.
I got to say, I didn't even turn on the poop talk.
What do they call the 50th? What's that called?
Gold?
No.
No. Stupid.
Bicentennial?
The bicentennial.
That's 200.
Now they think he's stupid.
Now they're like, oh.
It's like a sesquicentennial or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Our 50th episode.
Oh, I wasn't getting sesquicentennial.
No, no, you weren't.
No. Nope, he's not stupid, shit. People.
What's 50th? Is it diamonds?
It's just, it keeps saying gold.
Is it diamonds?
It's gold.
It is gold.
Is it gold?
That's
gold.
Which is gold. What Roach said, by the way.
It is right, yeah.
He said, I thought it was gold.
See, we make him stupid. If we would have just left him alone.
If he would have never met us, he'd be like, have an IQ of 160.
He was genius until we all started getting on his case, and then it was sequential.
And started gassing him out once a year at Man Weekend.
Oh,
that kind of exposure.
No, that's him.
Stop.
He is by far the worst.
Yeah, either way, he's locked in a room with it.
By far the worst.
No, you know what? You know what has definitely drained his brain capacity? His failure to address his sleep apnea. The lack of oxygen to his brain.
No doubt
is,
about that. Yeah. That hurts him.
He dies six or seven times a night at least.
Yeah, no, he's clinically dead for several times
for
a night.
I'm pretty soon, I got to tell you.
Several times a night. I do fear that one of these times I'm man weak.
Roach, I'm going. You want to go with me?
To what?
Sleep.
Go with you.
You guys are going to have
double down.
The buddy program.
Yeah, we get the same room.
Wait, it's like the military used to have the buddy program. Yeah, a couple guys could go.
We're
going to
do it for the show.
Okay.
You get one king size bed, half rate. You each get half
Can
price
you
sleep
imagine if
mask.
We did a live episode from the play? It would just be the snoring that we would hear would be unbelievable.
Well, you don't ask somebody to go with you for stuff like that.
Why not?
Why not?
I think you should schedule together.
You got a friend.
I got to go to the proctology. You want to come with me?
Well, Brahman and I did. It was date night when we had our colonoscopy.
Yeah. Megan went with me. Luckily, she did.
She
had to drive and pull over. And
Brahman got it with me. We both did it the same day.
Oh, man, that's
we scheduled them together.
You guys, that's kind of risky, though. Cause why? What if you had
some sort of complication?
You're stuck there.
Well, what are you going to do?
They're going to talk to
you. You both wake
person?
Up at the same time.
Well, you hope to have somebody who didn't just get a colonoscopy.
Well, yeah, but I mean, either way, bad news is bad news, whether you're getting it too.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying on mine, Megan had to drive. I was puking. And well, I was sick.
We had a driver.
Who was driving?
I think mom. And let me just tell you.
I would rather one of you drove.
That's what I was going to say. That was more risky than the colonoscopy.
That's more risky than the two of you driving after the colonoscopy.
So everything could have gone wrong, and you expected her to be able to handle whatever came.
Well, I mean, it is what it is. What are you going to do?
Oh, my.
Okay, we got a question. What was the question? I don't even remember what the question was.
I don't even know what we do on this show anymore.
Hello?
What?
This is not a gag.
Seriously? Okay. If you're not going to put it on speaker, hang up.
You are?
We can hear this.
Traffic.
So much what?
Traffic. Everyone waiting for Christmas.
Hey, you better watch your mouth. You're on speakerphone right now.
All I said was traffic.
And on the air.
And you're,
what did it sound like I said?
I thought you said effing traffic.
No, I didn't. I said freaking traffic.
Oh, okay.
Run the tape.
She's on the air. Does she know that?
You're on the air, too. You're recording live for the podcast right now.
Oh, Jesus. Are you on? I forgot you were doing the podcast.
Now we've just offended all the Christians.
Oh, because I didn't want you to yell at me. Because
he's an idiot.
I didn't want you to yell
at me. Because he's stupid, no matter how times we tell him.
Okay, I just wanted you to know because I thought we were going at 5:30, so...
She cares about the podcast, but she continues to talk. Oh, you're on the podcast? Oh, stop. Oh, by the way, I might not be home by 5:30 to go to dinner. Do you have any advice for our podcast?
Do I have any advice for your podcast?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Way to put me on the spot.
Oh, okay. All right.
Do you need advice?
No, usually after every time you listen to our podcast, you give me advice on what we need to do. So I figured you might have some for the guys right here.
Be funny and be nice to each other.
Well, too late, too late. On both counts.
We can't be both.
Hey, and I got a question for you.
We can't be either.
Here's a question for you that Jeff brought up, because you are a listener. Do you think we really think Roach is stupid?
No.
Okay. All right, that's all we want to know.
She didn't sound sure.
Yeah, she was taking a 50-50 shot on that one. All right. Bye, hon. Love you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow, that's podcast gold there.
To recap, we're at minute 46 right now. That was 2 minutes of talking to Stubbs' wife. 8 minutes of us making holiday plans.
Hey, we had a guest speaker on the show.
I turned my phone off so I don't get calls.
All right, here's a question for you.
All right, here we go.
Does it revolve around New Year's Eve movie? Is it or is it not a New Year's Eve movie?
Yes. Is there a New Year's Eve movie?
Yes.
Harry Met Sally.
I was going to say.
Great New Year's Eve movie.
I was going to say The Apartment with Jack Lemmon, Shirley MacLaine.
Don't remember either one of them.
It's a great one.
Was there an apartment with that was a Alfred Hitchcock?
Shirley MacLaine. That sounds old.
That's Rear Window.
That's a classic film, but it's not New Year's.
Anything you watch on New Year's is a New Year's Eve movie. By their logic,
we watch. The Twilight Zone.
Logic? By the Die Hard logic.
No. If there was a New Year's party and there's a ball dropping in the backyard,
here's a question.
It would have been a New Year's
party. Is every movie happening in a year? I guess it's a New Year's movie.
Oh, he's got a good point there. Yeah. No, what do you got to say about that, Die Hard head?
That's not a good point.
All right, here's a question for you. This one's coming from the internet.
Oh, boy.
They want to know your best smell and your worst smell.
I don't know. Understand the question.
Your favorite, like the what smell that you like the most.
I got my favorite smell. I got my worst smell. I'm ready.
Okay.
You guys think about it. My best smell.
Use your face and more talk here.
This is my best smell. When I get out of the car at Dinosaur Barbecue, and
that's a good smell. It's hard to argue that one.
Whiffing right at you, that barbecue. You're like, and you're hungry at that point. You're starving. You can't wait to get it.
You skipped snack that day.
Yeah. You've been saving it.
And I got an extra wing to eat. I got to hold off.
You get out of that car, and there's that smell. Man, that's a good one.
I will say I had a similar experience the other day. Got out of the car at Duff's.
Duff's.
The smell of the chicken wings in the deep fryer.
I like Duff's, but...
Oh, delicious.
I don't know if the chicken wing smell would do it for me.
I'm not going with a food smell. I know that's what we're supposed to do here on the fourth podcast.
No, you do whatever.
What smell are you going with?
I'm
going
to go with the first kind of crisp fall night. Fall after late fall night.
The hell are we a Hallmark movie now?
Who is that? And he doesn't like the Hallmark movies.
I like that smell, the way everything in the air smells.
Just stupid.
And tonight at open mic night, Jeff doing poetry.
That crisp fall smell.
I like that. It's a great smell, or an early spring smell.
You know what? How about that smell of the manure down the road? When I kind of like that smell.
I do too.
I don't mind it.
I like it because you're like, that's good fresh country air there.
I like
that. That's a good smell.
Okay, I got good ones.
All right.
I liked...
one. He wants one.
Well, you did two, Jack.
Best means one.
I'm going to go
Give it whatever. Yeah. Don't listen to them.
Fresh cut lawn. I like that.
That's a good one.
It's not bad.
The smell of a baby when they're just had a bath.
Newborn baby.
I can't. I mean, the guy's stupid, but we can't call him stupid on this one.
Hey, a blind squirrel gets another little baby.
They smell really good.
You know what always comes rushing back to you? The smell of that. Well, you three might be a little old for this, but Josh might remember the smell of the amoxicillin that bubble gum smell.
Yep.
Uh huh. You crack open the liquid amoxicillin when you're a little kid and you're sick.
That's messed up.
That's medicine, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But that smell just...
No.
I mean, that...
No.
When you found out you got bubblegum medicine, you were in heaven.
No.
I never even got medicine until I was 28.
Well, that's because you were never sick, right?
We didn't go to the... The first time I went to the doctors was for shots.
See, I'm not real sensitive to bad smells.
No, there's been some...
There are some smells.
There's been some man weeks that it's bad.
Yeah, but none of them are solid, my worst.
When we go out to eat... And then we walk back into that room for the first time.
It does stink, but I don't know if that's the worst.
That's a bad smell.
Decay. You smell animal decay.
Yeah, that's a bad smell.
That stinks.
Yeah. Isn't it funny how you stop noticing the bad smell in like a room, and then when you come back, you realize that that's what you were marinating in?
Oh, yeah. If you could sit in a room, and after a while, you don't smell it anymore. That's what man weekend is every time we come back. Yeah, that's what it is. We come back, and it's like, holy God, you got to stop. It's usually you we're telling. It's not me. It's usually Roach. We're like, dude, you stop. This is terrible.
Imagine what the restaurant thinks when you 4 idiots walk in, bringing that stench with you into the restaurant. You know,
it's got to be like a cartoon, like green stink waves coming off of him.
Can you imagine if we could sew a cork in his ass? He'd be like that blueberry.
like Violet Beauregard and Willy Wonka?
Willy Wonka. Oh, that's funny.
I think the worst smell is vomit. Puke is bad. Vomit. Yep. Oh, man.
School puke. Like, if you're at school and they
put the sawdust on top of it?
No, they put, like, the kitty litter on top of
that. Oh, they used to do sawdust.
And they act like that solves it.
And you're just... I, like, try and walk as far away. I told you the story about the kid that puked up a... I was walking up the hall, and I saw him puking. And I turned around and walked the other way. Like, I'm supposed to go help that kid out. And I was like, nope, I am not doing it.
There will be no guidance for this one.
I am not helping you. You are on your own.
Real nice.
The puke smell is not only a bad smell, but it hits you in the gag reflex, too. It makes you want to puke.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm not like that, but I know a lot of people are.
That great episode of The Office.
They all just keep throwing up.
That's an awesome one. All right, are we done with this garbage?
Yeah, we're good. All right.
See you, folks. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Hey, everybody. This is Josh, the producer, again. First off, I just want to thank you for listening. We really appreciate the fact that you are enjoying this show for some reason. We're not going to ask any questions. Just a reminder, we are a bunch of idiots, and you should not take anything we say as legally binding advice or recommendations or anything. If anything, you might want to consider doing the opposite of anything we just said in this episode. We'd also like to thank the Gothsicles for letting us use their song Four Fat Guys as our theme song to the show, the intro and outro. If you want to go and check them out on YouTube, you can go ahead and find them. Just search YouTube. The Gothsicles. If you liked what you heard today, you can follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Four Fat Guys Show. That's Four Fat Guys Show, all spelled out. If you go to our website, fourfatguysshow.com, you can find more about what we're doing, what's going on, and you can also find a link to our Patreon site where you'd be able to continue to support the show. We've got some bonus content and rewards for different membership levels, so go ahead and check that out as well. Once again, thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.